on WGLT Normal, Illinois, a service of Illinois State University. It's Radio Munson. I'm Don Munson. It's hour number two with Phil Kelly, a veteran Hollywood composer of great songs with his band in the Limehouse Blues.
Thank you.
Band leader Phil Kelly has written and arranged more than 500 singing jingles over the course of the years, and more than that, television scores, movie scores, and he's a revered name in Hollywood. Spends a lot of his time up in the northwestern states, so he's called his band of Left Coast Guys, I mean the best of the best on the Pacific Coast. He calls his band the Northwest Prevailing Winds. Yeah, the Northwest Prevailing Winds. There they are with the Limehouse Blues kicking off hour number two of Radio Munson. Have something by Stacy Kent coming up. Peggy Lee, I think we'll have time for her. Sarah Gazarek and the Pied Pipers may have time for some Sarah Vaughan this evening. And what else? Rebecca Kilgore and Tony Bennett. Yeah, all those people coming up. What's next?
Now the name of this song is the Flatfeet Fuji. The Flatfeet Fuji with the Floyd Floyd. The Flatfeet Fuji with the Floyd Floyd. The Flatfeet Fuji with the Floyd Floyd. The floor joint, the floor joint, the floor joint, the floor joint. Flatfeet Fuji with the Floyd Floyd. The Flatfeet Fuji with the Floyd Floyd. The Flatfeet Fuji with the Floyd Floyd. The floor joint, the floor joint, the floor joint, the floor joint. If you're feeling sad and blue, you don't know what to do. If the blues is hanging around your door, just sing this riff and they're bound to go. The Flatfeet Fuji with the Floyd Floyd. The Flatfeet Fuji with the Floyd Floyd. The Flatfeet Fuji with the Floyd Floyd. The floor joint, the floor joint, the floor joint, the floor joint. Bang, 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 bang.
Here's Peggy Lee on Radio Munson.
There'll be a change in the weather and a change in the sea. From now on, there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me is gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living. Strut my stuff. Nobody wants you when you're old. myself to someplace and lose my blues. I'm gonna do some changing, some rearranging. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made.
That's Peggy Lee with Dave Barber, her then husband, and the guitarist and his band. On Radio Munson. I'm glad you're along for the ride this evening. We're broadcasting from just outside of Tucson, Arizona. And later Richard Maltby and his organization and a thing called East of the Sun and West of the Moon here on Radio Munson on Thursday evenings. You can reach me at don@wglt.org. A number of our programs are archived. So if you're in the mood for a couple of hours of this kind of stuff anytime during the day or night or week, then just go to wglt.org and follow the bouncing ball. You'll do okay. Here's something from Nat King Cole.
Three little words. Oh, what I'd give for that wonderful phrase. To hear those three little words. That's all I'd live for the rest of my days. And what I feel in my heart, they tell sincerely. No other words can tell it I have so clearly. Three little words, eight little letters, which simply mean I love you. what I feel in my heart, they tell sincerely. No other words can tell it, I have so clearly. Three little words, eight little letters, which simply mean I love you. Simply mean I love you.
That's the Belle of the Ball, and of course they'd be talking about you, the Belle of the Ball. Cy Zentner's band, a veteran trombonist, had his own band in the 1960s, just as the bands were sort of fading away. But Cy Zentner held on for a little while longer and recorded, among others, that one. Nat King Cole before the break, and three pretty special words here on Radio Munson. Here's something that Sarah Gazarek did with organist Larry Golding. It's a song that was written in 1910 by Sheldon Brooks.
Two sweethearts in a country town, the neighbors say, lived happily the whole day long. Until one day he told her that he must go away. She wondered then what could be wrong. He said, you know, it's true, I love you best of all. And yet it's best that we should part. Just as he went away, they heard his sweetheart say, though it most broke her heart. Some of these days you'll miss me, honey. Some of these days you'll feel so lonely. You'll miss my hugging, you'll miss my kissing. You'll miss me, honey, when you go away. your little baby. Yes, some of these days.
Sarah Gazark with Larry Golding is playing organ. Yeah. In 1910, Sheldon Brooks wrote that for Sophie Tucker. I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson. We're just a little ways outside of Tucson, Arizona, just a bit up Dove Mountain. Things have sort of returned to normal here. We had about a 10-day stretch ending this past Sunday of the annual Tucson Rodeo, which has been going on annually since 1925. It's a big deal around here. And there's still cowboys around here. This is sort of the last cowboy country in the Southwest. You know, our most famous cowboy from Tucson was named Joe.
He always sings raggy music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on a horse that is syncopated, gated, and there's such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater. How they run when they hear the fella's gun, because the western folks all know he's a highfalutin', shooting, scooting son of a gun from Arizona, ragtime cowboy Joe. Joe sings corny licks to the cattle. He swings back and forth in the saddle. He's on a horse with a jazzy gait. It gets you in a nervous state. How they run,
boy,
when they hear the fella's gun, because the folks out west all know
he's a rootin' tootin' highfalutin' son of the west from Arizona, ragtime cowboy Joe.
Out in California where the wolf pack hunts, and the only friend to guide you is Madman Muntz, the one least noted for his brilliance is ragtime cowboy Joe.
Didn't get his name from singing cow cow blues,
doesn't know enough to pay his union dues. Give him a guitar and he will blow his fuse. Brother, what a crow, he never sings jumping music.
never swings. Keeps us sitting in the saddle plucking strings.
All four.
The tunes he plays are dated. Even Lulu Bell would know they'd never sell. He's such a card. About as half as little Abner. I mean, he's got to go. He's high, he shoots. Wears boots. Ragtime Cowboy Joey. Ragtime Cowboy Joey.
Yeah, they knew him well around Tucson, Arizona, the ragtime cowboy Joe. Then he moved to California, and, well, you've heard the story. Here's the Basie Band, a thing that Neil Hefti wrote called Lil' Darlin'.
Thank you.
The Basie Band in 1986, just a couple of years after Bill Basie had died, and members of his band, then led by Frank Foster, did an album called Long Live the Chief, the chief, of course, being Count Bill Basie. By that time, T. Carson was playing piano, and Sonny Cohn, the longtime lead trumpeter, did the solo work. On Neil Hefti's Lil' Darlin'. Here's a little reprise of the Basie Band. They're back in Sassy, Sarah Vaughan. on Green Dolphin Street. Rob Parton's Jazz Tech, big band from Chicago. There have been some great big bands that have originated in Chicago. Rob Parton had one of them, starting in the 1970s. I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson, and I'm going to play some Jerome Kern tonight. Actually, a couple of songs by Jerome Kern, whose music seems to be everywhere now, being recorded and, in a sense, discovered again. Here's Rebecca Kilgore with Anita Thomas playing clarinet and Chris Dawson on piano, a song that Jerome Kern wrote with Oscar Hammerstein.
I make up things to say on my way to you, on my way to you. I find things to say. I can write poems too when you're far away. When you're far away, I write poems too. But when you are near, my lips go dry. When you are near, I only sigh. Oh dear. I told every little star just how sweet I think you are. Why haven't I told you? I told ripples in a brook, made my heart an open book. Why haven't I told you? Friends ask me, am I in love? I always answer yes. Might as well confess. If I don't, they guess. Maybe you may know it too. Oh, my darling, if you do, why haven't you told me? Answer yes. I might as well confess. If I don't, they guess. Maybe you may know it too. Oh, my darling, if you do, why haven't you told me?
That's Rebecca Kilgore and the pride of Portland, Oregon, Becky Kilgore. And I told every little star. Jerome Kern wrote that with Oscar Hammerstein. And it was a big hit in 1961, well into the era of rock and roll. And it was a girl singer who did it. Do you remember her name? It was a hit song. Linda Scott. Linda Scott, 1961. I'm Don Munson, at least I was. I may have that wrong, but I was at one point. I do recall that.
Here's another Jerome Kern song that Tony Bennett did in his latest album that just came out this past year. And Tony, I think, was in rare form for a guy in his upper 80s. He got Bill Charlap to bring his wonderful trio into the studio to record with him. And this is a song that Jerome Kern wrote with the lyrics done by Herbert Reynolds.
And when I told them how beautiful you are, they didn't believe me. They didn't believe me. Your lips, your eyes, your cheeks, your hair are in a class beyond compare. You're the loveliest girl that one could see. And when I tell them and I'm certainly gonna tell them I'm the man whose wife one day you'll be. They'll never believe me. They'll never from this great big world you've chosen me. I'm certainly gonna tell them that I'm the man whose wife one day you'll be. They'll never believe me. That from this great big world you've chosen.
Tony Bennett with Bill Charlap's great trio, Charlap playing piano, and a song that Jerome Kern wrote with lyrics by Herbert Reynolds. They didn't believe me. They didn't believe that Tony was 89 years old when he sang in St. Petersburg, Florida, just, what, 3 nights ago. It was Monday evening this week. There's Tony Bennett up on stage at age 89 of the Mahaffey Theater in St. Petersburg, Florida. Just before that, Tony won an award last week at the Grammys, won a Grammy Award, his 19th Grammy Award, Best Traditional Pop Album, for the album from which that song comes. The Silver Lining, the songs of Jerome Kern, Tony Bennett. Will there ever be another one like Tony? Boy, what a great interpreter of the great American songbook. I'm going to play something by Scott Hamilton here to close out Radio Munson this evening. Scott changed, he's just a great tenor saxophonist, and sort of watched him grow up. And he's very seasoned at this point, as we all are. He's done an album called Remembering Billy, where he gives his own interpretations of some of the great Billie Holiday songs. Tim Ray plays piano for him, and Dave Zeno plays bass, and the great Scott Hamilton on saxophone. Here's a song that the Lady Day did called Fooling Myself. I think we'll leave it right there on Radio Munson for our first Thursday evening in March, a couple of weeks away from St. Patrick's Day. Scott Hamilton with a nice trio, Tim Ray playing piano here, and Dave Zeno on bass, doing Fooling Myself, Billie Holiday's song. On WGLT Normal, Illinois, listener supported, thank you very much. I'll see you next Thursday night for another Radio Munson. Thanks for listening, everybody.